Good Monday. Today is April the 21st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, a federal judge has ordered the USDA and other departments to release thousands of dollars from the Inflation Reduction Act that have been agreed upon. We're going to take a look at what that might mean to the agriculture industry after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, the USDA must release billions of dollars to farmers, nonprofit groups, and others funded under the Inflation Reduction Act, a federal judge ruled. USDA, EPA, the Departments of Energy, Interior, and Housing and Urban Development are enjoined from freezing, halting, or even pausing funds that, quote, has already been awarded under the Inflation Reduction Act or the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The agencies were ordered to immediately resume processing, disbursement, and payment of funding under the two laws. Now, U.S. District Judge Mary McElroy, that's a Trump appointee in the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island, handed down the preliminary injunction against the federal departments stemming from a lawsuit from a collection of conservation and nonprofit groups. McElroy wrote the Trump administration can implement its agenda, but cannot pull federal funding granted under the past administration from a law passed by Congress. The court wants to be crystal clear, she said. Elections have consequences, and the president is entitled to enact his agenda. But still, McElroy added, agencies do not have unlimited authority to further a president's agenda, nor do they have unfettered power to hamstring into perpetuity two statutes passed by Congress during the previous administration. Now, the way funding cuts were enacted shows the agencies did not consider the consequences of their, quote, broad indefinite freezes, projects halted, staff laid off, goodwill tarnished, she said. Instead, agencies essentially adopted a freeze first, ask questions later approach. Now, the judge ordered the White House Office of Management and Budget and the National Economic Council to provide a written notice of the court's preliminary injunction to all agencies that had blocked funding of the IRA or the infrastructure law. The agencies are also ordered to provide a notice of preliminary injunction to all grantees that may have been awarded funds under the two acts. McElroy also ordered agencies to provide an update on their status by the end of business yesterday. The Trump administration put a freeze on all federal spending related to the Inflation Reduction Act. Other reports have cited that renewable energy grants at EPA and the Department of Energy have halted to communities around the country. Now, USDA received $19.5 billion for conservation programs in the Inflation Reduction Act for, quote, climate smart practices that support soil health, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, or sequester carbon in the soil. And that funding has been part of a tug and pull in the farm bill debate. EQIP under the law was supposed to have $8.45 billion. The law included $4.9 billion for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program and grants for public-private partnerships for large-scale conservation projects. Another $3.5 billion went to the Conservation Stewardship Program, or CSP. That's an easement program. It got $1.4 billion, and NRCS got $1 billion for technical assistance. Now, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins announced back in February that the USDA was releasing approximately $20 million in conservation contracts, a small share of the dollars from the contracts that farmers have signed in the past 2 years as the Biden administration boosted conservation funding tied to climate smart agriculture. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, continuing with our story about the federal judge that ordered the USDA and other departments to release the frozen Inflation Reduction Act dollars. Now, USDA under the Biden administration moved to sign as many contracts as they could with producers to get the funds out the door. A cost share essentially pays back the farmer after the contract work is done, often in different phases. USDA also received another $13.5 billion for renewable energy under the Inflation Reduction Act. USDA had announced late in March that department was releasing funds from those energy programs, such as the Rural Energy for America program or the REAP program, Empowering Rural America, the new ERA, and Powering Affordable Clean Energy or the PACE program. In 2023, the Biden administration spent $850 million in the Inflation Reduction Act funds to sign farmers up under the EQIP program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program, and the Regional Conservation Partnerships Program. NRCS announced early in October that the agency had planned to spend $5.7 billion for conservation contracts in fiscal year 2025 through the Inflation Reduction Act, and at the time, the Biden administration heralded the funds as the, quote, most conservation assistance made available in a single year. It is unclear how much of that funding was contracted to farmers before the change in administration. USDA received 156,485 applications for conservation programs from farmers in fiscal year 2024, and the Inflation Reduction Act dollars were set to make up the bulk of spending on those contracts. USDA had announced 92 RCPP contracts last year worth $1.5 billion, and that RCPP generally funds projects that include multiple partners and agencies and are meant to scale up conservation practices in areas such as large watersheds. USDA did not immediately respond to questions about whether the administration will comply with the court order or appeal their decision. Now, Jeremy Peters, who's CEO of the National Association of Conservation Districts, did say that they remain supportive of the release of the Inflation Reduction Act conservation funds to continue to provide the much-needed financial and technical assistance to farmers and ranchers in these difficult economic times. Conservation assistance to farmers is more important than ever to help the farmers become as efficient and as resilient as possible. Now, a similar but separate case filed by farm groups was also filed in mid-March in South Carolina, but there's been no ruling yet on that lawsuit. USDA, back last Monday, had announced it was canceling the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities, which was funded by the Commodity Credit Corp. USDA stated grants under that program could continue under a different name, the Advancing Markets for Producers, if the grant awards would meet certain requirements. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.